This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States military is bolstering its defense posture in the Persian Gulf, as VOA's Steve Herman reports. This is in response to Iran's increased interference with the navigational rights of internationally flagged merchant vessels, many of them carrying oil.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it is a core strategic principle of the United States not to allow foreign powers to jeopardize the freedom of navigation through critical waterways.
The United States does not seek conflict or escalation with Iran. We are committed to responding to Iranian aggression together with our global allies and partners in the Middle East region to ensure the freedom of navigation to the Strait of Hormuz and other vital waterways.
Kirby announced that starting Friday, the Pentagon is bolstering the U.S. defensive posture in the Arabian Gulf, and more details about these reinforcements will be revealed in the coming days. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Islamabad's High Court has given the ex-Prime Minister Imran Khan a two-week reprieve from arrest in a graft case.
Outside court, Imran Khan commented on the court decision to grant him protection from arrest and freed on bail. They say they have no justification to arrest me. They abducted me. They showed me an arrest warrant for the first time inside jail. It happens in the law of the jungle. The military abducted me. The government has vowed it will find a way to take Khan back into custody, a move that would likely cause a resurgence of riots and even mob attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian military commanders have not only announced that their troops recaptured more territory from Russian forces in the eastern city of Bakhmut, but may be getting help from an unlikely ally in the war. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Shernikova tells us, although Russia has rallied for support from Italy, a visit by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky this weekend may signal that Italy may assist Ukraine. She also says it may be suggesting that he'll have talks with the Pope,
which is also quite interesting, because we've heard that Pope was talking a lot about the war in Ukraine, and he is also conducting prayers for Ukraine, and he's trying to help as much as he can. This is according to what he said in some of his statements.
The border between the U.S. and Mexico is relatively calm, and has been, offering few signs of the chaos that had been feared following a rush by worried migrants to enter the U.S. before the end of pandemic-related immigration restrictions. Less than 24 hours after the rules known as Title 42 were lifted, migrants and government officials on Friday were still assessing the effect of the change in the new regulations adopted by President Joe Biden's administration to stabilize the region. A Homeland Security official said the agency did not see any substantial increase in immigration on Friday. Doctors Without Borders, also known by the French acronym MSF, is sounding the alarm this week as it treats an unusually high number of sexual assaults in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province. The OAS Mariama Diallo tells us more.
Jason Rizzo is the emergency coordinator for MSF in North Kivu. He told VOA that clashes between the Congolese army and many armed groups, including M23, have recently led to the enormous displacement in the province of 1.2 million.
We've been trying to respond to all of these sort of medical, humanitarian emergencies at the same time, and one of the biggest problems that has come up has been the question of sexual violence.
Rizzo said the number of victims of sexual assault has climbed to nearly 50 per day in the past 2 weeks. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Authorities in Bangladesh and Myanmar are prepared to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people Friday, warning them to stay away from coastal areas. A severe cyclone churned in the Bay of Bengal. Cyclone Mocha is expected to hit land on Sunday with winds of up to 160 kilometers per hour and gusts of winds of 175 kilometers per hour. I'm Tommy McNeil.